can I color them? You know, in her voice. Uh-huh. And I was like, oh, I have a job interview in 2 days and I don't want my face to be blistered up. I kind of like, right. You know, kind of had like instant shark diarrhea almost. You know? So, oh, and by the way, Shark Week was this week on Big Fatty. Oh. And we were on the show like 3 or 4 times.
Nice.
Yeah. So we.
Beautiful.
You had your stories mostly on there.
Oh, well,
like the one
I've
where you're at
lot.
The mall and your boyfriend had to buy you a complete new outfit.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Kind of had like instant shark diarrhea almost.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One and this is episode 2539 of the BFO right? The 20th of October, 2017, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I've got some more voice letters, and there was something in the Villa mailbox. Hello, surprise. Big Fatty, is there a prize? There is a prize. Hi, everyone. I hope you're all right. It's going well. Y'all, you surprised us today because y'all... a Big Fatty got a surprise box from that Lesbeterian shipping service. You know, that's the Amazon. Yes, Big Fatty, Miss Beaver's very involved in that. It's true. By the way, y'all, I am worried sick. Worried sick, I tell you, about Miss Patty Bacon. She's all but vanished. All but vanished from the Faroe Islands, from the face of the earth. Big Fatty. So, y'all, if you're out and about, and, if you see Miss Patty Bacon, y'all, we may have to put out an amber alert. Big Fatty, an amber alert for Miss Patty Bacon. So yes, Big Fatty, but y'all I had a testimonium from Gay Country West. Big Fatty, it is not spelled C-U-N-T, to be on the lookout for a surprise package in the Villa Mail box. And y'all, I think that's what this is, but y'all, we'll get to that a little bit later in the little show. But first we gotta do this. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hello, my name is Elder Price and I would like to share with you the most amazing book.
Yeah, I guess y'all I told you that me and Larry Clyde and it's our mutual friend Big Fatty, who's ringing the doorbell. Oh no, that's the music. Oh, okay. Big Fatty, you sure that's not the doorbell? No. His friend Waltina and Durwood. Y'all, we all went to the Book of Mormon here in Charleston, and y'all, I got to tell you, we were on the second row center, and we couldn't have had better seats. Big Fatty, you can say that again. Could not have had better seats. Yes, Big Fatty. It was Durwood had never seen the little show. Larry Clyde and Waltina and I each had seen it, I think, the last time it came to Charleston. And y'all, if you've never seen the Book of Mormon, y'all, it is vulgar. Big Fatty, no wonder you liked it. Vulgar and I don't know how it's just vulgar is what it is, Big Fatty. But y'all, it is so good. And this cast was so talented. And y'all, it is nonstop. There is movement the whole time. They are singing all the time, and I mean, it's just Big Fatty, it's kind of like you after a Mexican meal. Everything just moves very quickly. It's true. And, but y'all, Durwood thoroughly enjoyed it, as did the rest of us. And, y'all, if you ever get a chance to go see the Book of Mormon, I highly recommend it. Yes, Big Fatty?
We'll change this book, we'll change your life. The Book of Mormon. Mormon. Hello!
See y'all today, the 20th of October. Y'all, is a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, long time listener to the little show. Y'all, it is none other than that Dennis in Colorado Springs. Big Fatty, where is he from? I'm not quite sure where he's from. But anyway, y'all, Dennis in Colorado, and I think Dennis is on the Twitty. Big Fatty, you don't remember. Big Fatty, you're bringing up something for a vote. I hope it's not a vote. Dennis, like I say, has just been a long-time listener to the little show and a great supporter. And y'all, if you happen to see Dennis on the Twitty or the FaceSpace, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope that someone rings his doorbell.
Hello.
And brings him a big old piece of cake.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Barney.
Hello.
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 Bonjour.
Hi.
How you doing there? Yellow.
Hello.
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 Yo, yo.
Hello.
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 Fart. It's bacon. I'm walking the streets in Phoenix, and no one looks at each other, and no one greets anyone, and they like coffee and lounges. So I can drink some booze to go to sleep, and then I can drink some coffee to wake up. But anyway, this is, I'm looking at Talking Stick Resort Arena. Talking Stick, it just reminds me, it's gotta be like a Harry Potter themed thing. Anyway, Orpheum Theater Symphony Hall. I should have brought my dress and dress shoes. I could have gone to the symphony while I was here. Those mountains out yonder look so amazing. That's like the kind of crap I like. I'd rather look at that than dirty, gross sidewalks. And there's several homeless people, but the homeless people they haven't approached me for any money or anything, which, the way I looked yesterday, I probably didn't look like I had any. But anyway, so that's the streets. So far I haven't seen anyone that I know. Oh, there's United Healthcare. That's my insurance company. I should go talk to them about my policy and my upcoming rates now that the Affordable Care Act was murdered or whatever. I don't even know. Who cares, right? Well, sorry, people do care. But anyway, hey, all right, I'll let you go. I'm wondering because I was just told that the building doesn't open until 8 a.m. So I have like 8 minutes to kill. I'm trying to find a store. This is really gross, but I won't tell you. Goodbye.
Yeah, I see that. Y'all, that is, of course, Miss Bacon. And by the way, Miss Bacon, do you know where your cousin Patty is? She is, I'm worried. I'm worried sick about her. So if you know, let us know. And I'm sure you're worried sick also. But thank you so much for the call, Miss Bacon. Always lovely to hear the the traffic noise. Big Fatty is almost like it was a little Aussie backlot. It's true. Miss Bacon, what are you doing in Phoenix? And are you hooked on Phoenix? Big Fatty, you silly. Big Fatty, aren't the game night gals down there in Phoenix? They're somewhere around there. I think they may be though. Did you reach out to the game night? Get Big Fatty. Who knows? But anyway, Miss Bacon, you need to call us back and let us know what the hell you were doing looking at mountains out there in Phoenix. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hello, Big Fatty. It's Brian and Danbury. And over the weekend, I made for the Danbury family, I made homemade chili and cornbread in a cast iron skillet. So here's my recipe for the cornbread. You can play the music.
It's recipe recommendation time. It's recipe recommendation time. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and enjoy a recipe from Big Fatty or one of his chef listening friends. It's recipe recommendation time. Hey, cook up a storm.
You will need a large 12-inch cast iron the skillet. You will also need 8 tablespoons of unsalted butter, 1 1/4 cups of ground cornmeal, 3/4 cup of all-purpose flour, 2 tablespoons of sugar, 1 teaspoon of baking powder, 1 teaspoon of baking soda, 1 teaspoon of salt, 2 eggs, and the important part, 1 1/2 cups of buttermilk. Yes, buttermilk. Do not skip this step. Do not change it to regular milk. Go get yourself some buttermilk. The hard part is remembering to preheat the skillet. So just put that in the oven. We ended up doing some the cooking of some other stuff. So I just put it on the top rack at 350 or this. So, and while that's going, mix together all the dry ingredients, the cornmeal, the flour, the sugar, the baking powder, the baking soda, the salt, and whisk all that together. In a separate bowl, you mix the eggs and the buttermilk until they're frothy. Then put the skillet in the oven at 450 for about 5 minutes, and then before you combine those things, so then when the pan is hot, pour 8 tablespoons, we used bacon fat, not the butter, we had extra bacon fat, 8 tablespoons of butter directly into the pan. Pour the mixture in there, level it out, and cook for 15 minutes. Oh my goodness, this was the best thing. It was soft. It held together. It wasn't too crumbly and it wasn't dry. But the key parts was the bacon fat and the skillet. And it was extra crispy and brown. And it was just yummy. And Danbury Jr. loved it. And he even finished and sopped up his chili with it. So, from the Danbury's, that's how you make cornbread. Call back in later with the chili. Bye.
Yeah, I got to see y'all. That, of course, is a former number one fan of the BFO, Brian and Danbury, you know, the other half of the Flopfo. Yes, Big Fatty. And Brian, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice and to hear you talk. To hear you talk about making good old cone bread is a buttermilk cone bread. It's just lovely. Now, the only thing I didn't hear you say is that you when it came out of the skillet, dude, I'm sure you cut it into wedges, because a true cone bread in a skillet is cut into wedges, and then you take those wedges and you split them down the center and just slather it in good old real butter. Yes, Big Fatty, you gotta have that real butter, I think the most important part of that whole recipe and explanation is that Danbury Jr. Sopped up his chili. Big Fatty, if you're having cornbread, you gotta do some sopping. Yes, Big Fatty.
Make a wish, Christmas tree.
Yeah, I guess y'all now can't wait any longer. No, Big Fatty, I'm surprised you waited this long. Hell, I'm gonna open up this package and see what it is. Here we go. It's from a company called This Wear. Big Fatty, if it's Gay Country West, maybe it's underpants. Except he knows I don't wear underpants, but well, we'll see. We'll just see. Oh, what do we got here? Oh, Big Fatty, look! There are all kind of little things down in here. Oh, dear Gussie. And it says here, a gift from you. Hey, Big Fatty, thanks so much for being the wonderful friend and confidant you are and for the relaxing weekend in Charleston with all my love. Wes, Big Fatty, and we'll just have to see what this is. And we're just going to open it up right now. Big Fatty, you're going to have to get the scissors. It's taped up like the skull did it. It's true. Let's just give it a look here, and we're going to just open this up. And first of all, Wes, thank you so much. No gift debt. Your presence was gift debt enough. Yes, Big Fatty. But we're going to open this up, and we're going to see what this is. And oh, Big Fatty, it looks like a cup. Is it? Let's see what it is. Y'all, it's a... y'all, it's first of all, it's got bacon wrapped around the whole side of the cup, and then there's a pig on it, and it says, "I like pig butts, and I cannot lie, Big Fatty, that is vulgar." It is vulgar, but I love it. I absolutely love it. Wes, now that I think about it, Wes did say something like, I hope you don't already have one. And I don't. I do not. And I will save this in a special place here at the villa, and I'll pull it out when my favorite pig butts come for a visit. Big Fatty, anybody in particular you want to mention? Well, we'll just leave it at my favorite pig butts. Big Fatty, that really doesn't narrow it down very much. Well, no, it really doesn't, but anyway, y'all, I got my carry-on valise. You know, I ordered the mid-size and the carry-on valise. And y'all, if any of you have an interest in getting a 29-inch Samsonite roller with four-wheel valise or grip, let Big Fatty know. I'll give it to you for a good price. Y'all, it was over $400 retail, and I think I got it for $160 or something like that because it was on sale and I had a coupon. But y'all, I'll probably let it go for. It's only been used once, so we'll give you a good coupon on that if let me know. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely. Just a lovely weekend, and y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the Stinky Orangutans, and Big Ricky up there in the Chicago. I know you have the Mormons probably come by there all the time, and when you see them coming down the street, what do you do?
Hello.
Kind of had like instant shark diarrhea almost. You know?
Nice.
Yeah.
Big Fatty, if you were a woman, you'd be elderly.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.